During the wartime occupation, German language broadcasts from Prague were absorbed into the radio network of Nazi Germany, the so-called Reichssender. A number of archive recordings in German survive from this time. Most vivid and chilling among them are the long lists of names broadcast each day of Czechs arrested and executed. But there are also some propaganda curiosities. In June 1941, Prague's German program interviewed a nurse. She was living and working in the city and remembered with great nostalgia one particular patient who had come into her care. This is how the broadcast began.
Oberschwester Anna, die Frau, die 1918, den Gast...
Ward Sister Anna is the nurse who in 1918 in the Pasewalk Field Hospital looked after a lance corporal who had been wounded and blinded by gas. Her patient was Adolf Hitler.
Von Erlebnissen mit Adolf Hitler.
The announcer utters the Führer's name in a tone of deepest reverence, and then Ward Sister Anna goes on to recall her memories with an evident sense of deep pride.
1918, am 10. 10.
On the 7th of October 1918, I had to bring a transport with wounded soldiers from France to Pasewalk. One of them was Lance Corporal Adolf Hitler. On the train, my thoughts were with him in particular. As often as I could, I sat by his bed because his words about his comrades always brought comfort. He once said, a new Germany must awaken. His observation when we said farewell and he left the field hospital was, even though at the moment I'm unable to see, I shall struggle to see within.
Wenn ich augenblicklich auch nicht sehe, werde ich kämpfen, dass ich innerlich sehen werde.
As a God-fearing Christian, Ward's sister Anna is clearly a little bothered by the idea that Adolf Hitler might be anything less than a good Christian himself. Her tone becomes increasingly grotesque.
Ich möchte gleichzeitig hinzufügen, dass es unwahr ist, wenn so oft gesagt wird.
I want to add that it's not true what people so often say about our Führer, that he has no faith. He is one of God's chosen ones. On the belt buckle of each soldier I see the words, God with us. If back then someone had said to me that Lance Corporal Adolf Hitler would one day become the Führer of a nation of 80 million, I might well have laughed. But you could tell from his character that this soldier was something special. There has never been anything like it in the history of the world.
So etwas war in der Weltgeschichte noch nicht da gewesen.
She ends by describing a letter she wrote some years later that reminds us of the hypnotic power that Hitler must have held over so many people at the time.
1935 schrieb ich zum ersten Mal an meinen geliebten Führer.
In 1935 I wrote to my beloved Führer for the first time. I must get this off my chest. My Führer, I could be your mother. How good it would be if a dear mother's hand could run lovingly through your hair, because sometimes you seem so alone with all your worries and work. But no, my Führer, you are not alone. God and your whole nation love you.
Sie sind nicht allein. Gott hat sie lieb und ihr ganzes Volk.